Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Across most cultures, cremation or burials are the common options of dealing with human remains. But if you live in the US state of Washington, soon you'll have another option, being turned into compost. Yup, it's become the first state in the United States to legalise human composting. Katrina Spade lobbied for the law. She's the founder of Recompose, an organisation that offers the service, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you lobbied for this. Describe what this is.
Sure. This is a practice that farmers have done for a couple decades now in the United States as a way to recycle farm animals back to the land. It's a form of composting called mortality composting, and it had never been done before with humans, but when I heard about its use, I thought, why not have this as an option for us?
So you went about lobbying to make it happen. Was that a difficult proposition?
You know, it was all part of a long progress that just made sense. When I had the idea, I realized I probably had to prove that it was safe and effective for humans. So I partnered up with one of the major universities here in Washington State, and we ran a pilot program with 6 human donors, people who donated their bodies to our program before they died, to prove through research that the process was safe and effective for humans. And once we'd done that and shown that indeed it was, the next step was to go to the state legislature and say, hey, this should be an option.
So run me through the process of human composting after someone dies. What is the process?
Well, the basic idea is we are made up of carbon and nitrogen, and composting, as many people know, is a perfect mixture of those two elements, and then plenty of oxygen. And when you mix those elements together, you created the perfect environment for microbes to break down dead organic material and create compost. So the basic concept is that we lay a body onto a bed of wood chips and straw and alfalfa inside of a vessel, and we provide oxygen to that vessel over about a month's time, and the body breaks down into a really beautiful compost or topsoil over that month.
When you say vessel, what kind of vessel?
Yeah, so Recompose has designed our vessel system to be hexagonal. So if you imagine a hexagon and then extrude it out about 8 feet long by 4 feet tall, and then you can stack those hexagonal vessels in a honeycomb shape. That's our design of our vessel system. So it fits a human body perfectly comfortably, and it also has room for wood chips and straw and alfalfa. In a way, I've been thinking of it lately as a little bit of like a month-long stay in a very cozy hotel for that deceased person.
And what's the vessel actually made out of?
The vessels are actually made of steel, and they're reusable. So after each person has undergone this natural organic reduction and turn into soil, then we wash out the vessels and reuse them for the next person.
Why would someone want to be turned into compost? What are the main draw cards here?
Well, we have cremation and we have burial in the ground. And for a lot of people, those aren't especially meaningful. And on top of that, you have the waste that comes with burial, putting metal and wood and embalming fluid, at least here in the US, in the ground. And with cremation, you have emissions of carbon and mercury into the air. And when I found out that those were our two options, that the last gesture I was going to make on this planet was going to be toxic, I thought there should probably be a better way. Let's find out what that is. So when you compost a body, really what you're doing is you're building healthy soils. And we've actually calculated that we save a metric ton of carbon per person who chooses to be composted over buried or cremated. And a lot of that is because we're sequestering carbon through the wood chips into soil. And so I think it's just about having your last gesture on Earth be something that feels like it benefits the planet.
How can this be done in a way that's still respectful to a loved one who's died?
Well, first of all, I think this is incredibly respectful and dignified for the person who chooses it. Because at least for me, I want this for my body because it feels like the right thing to do. It feels like something that my friends and family would appreciate. And so in that way, it just automatically is something respectful. But the other thing that Recompose is doing is creating places where we have the system on site, and so bodies are being transformed into soil, but we also have space for ritual and for some time and a memorial service. So really trying to wrap the process itself into the ritual and really make it a beautiful experience.
I understand there are concerns about this being disrespectful from some about the dead. Is this something you expect many people to take up, this option?
Well, my dream is that this just becomes one of many options for our bodies after we die. We've had two, cremation and burial, for so long, and there's no reason that we shouldn't have more. And so natural organic reduction is just one new option that people can choose if it feels right for them. You know, I think for many people, it's a little bit difficult or uncomfortable to think about death at all and what happens to our bodies after we die at all. And so once you can get to the point of thinking clearly and honestly and consciously about what you want for your body, I think then you have a menu of options and you get to choose the best one. If you love fire and you love the idea of being burnt after you die, then you should have that option. Similarly, if you love the idea of burial, you should have it. And so this is just one more option for folks.
Katrina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was nice.